Ben, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You grew up in Minnesota and enjoyed sports and music. Tell us about your family and why you decided to go into football in college instead of music.
Well, man, I grew up in such an incredible family. Very blessed. I have a younger sister. We grew up in a family environment that was filled with both athletics and the arts. My dad was an athlete, but also was a music major to be a choir teacher before he became a minister. So music was really something that always filled our house, and my sister and I both grabbed a hold of that at a very young age. But sports just happened quicker. I mean, the doors for sports opened up, and I was able to get a scholarship to go play football at the University of Minnesota, which led to the NFL.
Now, when you signed with the Colts in 2004, you became a starting tight end. Peyton Manning was the quarterback. Ultimately, the team wins a Super Bowl in 2006. That had to be a big thrill for you and your family.
Man, it's hard to put into words what that experience was actually like. And I'm just so thankful to have been on the right team at the right time, to say that I, caught passes from a future Hall of Famer and was coached by a future Hall of Fame coach. I mean, it truly is a remarkable blessing.
Did you think that your football career would go that fast? I mean, you signed 2004, and then a couple years later, you're in the ultimate game.
You know, I'm from a small river town in Hastings, Minnesota. Right on, grew up on the Mississippi. And if you were to have told me, playing sixth grade football as a kid, that I would be standing on a platform like playing in the Super Bowl, I would have laughed. So, the road to the NFL just was such an incredible journey, and I learned so many life lessons as a man through that process.
In 2008, you signed with the Cincinnati Bengals, and you suffered a career-ending injury during the 2009 training camp, and you were unconscious for about 90 seconds, a minute and a half, if I understand correctly, and the recovery took 8 months. And how difficult was that recovery, and how are you doing today?
Well, that was a difficult part about coming to Cincinnati. I was so excited to use this opportunity to be to become a breakout tight end in the NFL, and unfortunately, injuries had another idea. It was a long road, and I had to make some difficult decisions, and walking away from the game I love was one of those decisions. And it wasn't easy. But with brain health being such a pivotal aspect to sports today, it was the right decision to make. And I'm glad I did.
You said that what I've learned from playing with athletes like Peyton Manning is when you put everything you have into your craft, there's no limit to how good you can become. Did you get a lot of support from your former teammates during your recovery?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, whenever one of your teammates is suffering through an injury, I mean, there's tremendous support there from your friends. And your teammates really become your family. So I always felt like guys really cared about my well-being, and they were always there for me to help me get back. And thankfully, I had music as a part of that rehabilitation process.
Ben, you've got personal insights into the ongoing NFL players' discussions about concussions. What can you tell us about this issue?
Well, I can tell you it's become the biggest sport injury in all of sports in all the world, and it should, because it's an injury that affects who you are as a person. It affects the makeup of who you are, your identity, your personality. So it's unlike any other injury. So my hope, my goal is to be a voice for the people that are struggling in that world and from the effects of traumatic brain injury and concussions. And I think that if we can make significant changes in our professional sports on down through college into high school and into middle school, I think we will see more success in the health of athletes' brains.
So you think this is an issue that can be resolved at some point?
Well, you'll never be able to remove concussions from the equation. because concussions is an injury that affects the entire population. You can be out riding your bike and fall down and have a concussion. You can be taking groceries out of your car and stand up, bump your head on your minivan door, which many people have done. And so we can't remove it, but what we can do is we can increase education and awareness. We can train parents, coaches, about the detection and prevention. And honestly, most importantly, as the spokesperson for the American Academy of Neurology, we can connect people to their neurologists and make sure they're seeing a brain expert who can diagnose and help manage their situation.
That's interesting, Ben. You're the national spokesperson for the American Brain Foundation. You won the 2014 Public Leadership in Neurology Award from the American Academy of Neurology. You're also the featured headliner and a cover story for Neurology Now magazine. Talk some more about your work spreading awareness about traumatic brain injury across the country.
Well, thank you. You know, it's quite incredible. The American Academy of Neurology is the largest association of neurologists in the world. It's over 28,000 now neurologists in our country that are part of the association. And their national foundation is the American Brain Foundation, whose cure is to raise money for research to find the cures for brain disease. You know, now some of the statistics that come out of the Academy are things like this. 1 in 6 are affected by brain disorder and disease. 1 in 6. So this is an incredible opportunity for us to use the issue of concussions to make people aware of how special their brains are and that we need to do whatever we can to increase and promote brain health and awareness. And if we can raise money to pour into research, we can potentially and hopefully find the cures for debilitating diseases such as Alzheimer's, ALS, and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which has been found in so many deceased professional football players. So this is about truly trying to help people to hang on to who they are.
Ben, concussions are a serious issue. That you really can't downplay the aftermath. I mean, there's the potential of losing memory. Isn't that something that you're facing right now in your own life?
Absolutely. It's a very, very serious. Anytime you talk about a brain disorder or brain disease, you have to take it seriously, again, because it affects who you are as a person. It's a very neurological disorder is a very challenging thing to face in life. And yes, at 33 years old, you know, one of the fears that I have comes from the fact that I have noticed some differences in some cognitive ability and even some gaps in both short and long term memory. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to, through cognitive rehabilitation and through research, be able to find cures for that and find ways to help people suffering from the effects of concussions.
Now, you're studying speech communication at the University of Minnesota. That's come in handy for you, hasn't it? Because you're now a motivational speaker. You've got a new book that challenges readers to redefine their life's GPS, so to speak.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting that my degree was in communications and really focusing on public speaking along with, you know, growing up as a pastor's son, you know, watching my dad every week put together a sermon and the time and the thought that goes into delivering a very strong and captivating message. And so, being an advocate, being a voice for those suffering with brain disease is something I'm very passionate about, and it allows me to use my gifts as a speaker.
And I guess you're speaking from experience too. You've had to redefine your own life's GPS, haven't you, because of what you've gone through?
Yeah, you know, the idea for my book that I'm hoping is going to come out here in late fall is that we all have an internal GPS. I redefine GPS as gifts, passion, spirit. When you recognize your gifts and you incorporate your passions and add your spirit, there's no destination you can't reach. So, for me, my journey is as a at times the road has been smooth and paved, and I get to my destination on time. But many times there have been roadblocks, detours, construction, and that journey changes, and you have to be prepared for those. But knowing who you are, knowing what you're gifted in, and what you love to do, having those foundational elements in place can allow you to maneuver those difficult times on the road and still help you reach your destination.
I'm talking with former Bengals player Ben Utek, who's now pursuing a music career. Ben, there's a quote on your website that a hidden blessing helped you out of darkness, and that was your passion for music. But talk about your love of music, how it inspired you, and how it got you out of that darkness.
Well, music is a very therapeutic thing for many people, as listeners, as fans, as songwriters and musicians. You get an emotional release from it. It's a universal language. So music for me has always been a tool that I can use to do that. Songwriting is a big part of that, being able to write and to collaborate with other great songwriters and basically tell stories that can affect people. So it was a big part of my rehabilitation process was music. And to be honest with you, when I was rehabbing from my final concussion, one of the things I struggled with was the memorization of lyrics. I began to struggle with remembering my own songs. That was a scary thing for me.
Well, I can't imagine what that would be like. There's a YouTube video of you performing a song which you recorded recently for your wife and three daughters. Your wife plays herself in it, and it's about a time when you might not remember them since you're losing your memory from the concussions you sustained. And let's hear some of that song.
I'm in here counting the days while my mind is slipping away. I'll hold on as long as I can to you. I may not remember your name or the smell of the cool summer.
Really beautiful, Ben. Tell us about that. That's You Will Always Be My Girls. Tell us about that song.
Well, probably one of the most challenging songs I've ever had to write. And it actually came from a letter that I wrote on an airplane to my girls. From that perspective of the former NFL guy struggling with memory loss, and it was a chance for me to write out how I feel about them in case that time ever comes that I really began to struggle with memory loss. And I co-wrote that song with two incredible Minnesota musicians, and what came out of it really has been a song I think that has really touched a lot of people that are also struggling in the world of neurological disorder and disease.
You've recorded three albums, including your latest solo album, Man Up. How does this work compare to your previous albums?
Well, this is probably the most personal album because it really revolves around my story, the transition from the NFL into advocacy and using music and many of the songs really deal with that transition and that story. And I think I'm excited for more of my songs to be put together and to come out and hopefully have the same impact on people that You Have Always Been, You Will Always Be My Girls has had.
Now, what kind of music would you say the new album is?
You know, it's hard. It's hard to explain. It's singer-songwriter, I guess. It kind of falls into the adult contemporary world, and there's different influences that you'll hear along with that. But I'm a singer, and what you're gonna get is songs that really that really allow you to hear the voice, and that's one of the things that I really always make a high standard.
You've been on stage with a number of symphonies around the country, including the Cincinnati Pops. When was that, and what was that program with the Cincinnati Pops?
Well, I sang with the Cincinnati Pops twice, and I was blessed to perform with Maestro Eric Kunzel before he passed. And that was a patriotic concert, where I sang the national anthem along with America the Beautiful. So, I was able to sing it with the symphony in Indianapolis, and just being able to step out on stage and show people that football players can do more than just play a game, I think has been very important to me.
Now, Ben, besides being a singer, a writer, spokesperson, you're a really busy guy. It's amazing. You're also co-hosting an afternoon talk show in Minnesota, and you're working as a television sports analyst. So you're working in a lot of different media. Are you covering sports on your broadcasts?
Well, I'm actually a guest co-host on the afternoon show, which has been exciting for me just to spread my wings a little bit into that world. And I also do some guest sports analyst work as well. And that is really just, allowing me to kind of stay connected to the passions in my life.
And you've been cast in 4 independent films as an actor. Is that right?
Yes. I'm actually, that's something I've always, I've always been excited to be a part of since being in the, in the musicals in high school. And so I've had a couple, a handful of opportunities to be a part of some independent films. And that's more of just hobby opportunities that are presented and have been a lot of fun to be a part of.
And you're only what, 33? Is that correct?
Yeah, I feel older than that.
You've done so much. Well, what's next for you? What haven't you done yet? Where would you like to go with all this?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm in a discovery period in my life right now. But to be quite honest with you, I really stepping into a public advocacy role and being a voice for people is something that I'm very excited about, especially on social justice issues and for people that are suffering. I'm really starting to think that this is a calling for me, and it allows me to use all the things that I enjoy doing. It allows me to speak. It allows me to help people, and it allows me to share my music. And it's all for really a great cause. So, I'm headed in that direction, and I'm really kind of excited to step back and let the man upstairs direct my steps.
Well, Ben, it's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, and I really appreciate it.